This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
A retired judge in Gallia County, Ohio, was asked whether he remembered approving a marriage between a 14-year-old girl and a 48-year-old man. His name is William S. Medley. He said he vaguely remembered. Said he recalled there was one where somebody was really young. He acknowledged that neither prosecutors nor Children's Protective Services were ever involved in the case. That 14-year-old married into the Siders family. The groom, Richard E. Siders, was a cousin of Gary Siders Sr., who is now charged with 16 counts of child endangerment in Vinton County, Ohio. 16 children found in a 12-by-12 room. Some allegedly couldn't speak. Some allegedly couldn't write their own names. Two were airlifted to trauma centers. The Ohio Attorney General called the conditions prolonged and extreme interfamilial neglect. And the judge who helped set it in motion said he vaguely remembers. Yeah, there was a young in there. But, you know, we're around these parts, we just kind of, you know, live and let live.
He didn't say that. That's my conjecture, but...
I mean, my God, can you imagine being that judge? Oh, 48 and 14. This seems, you guys must have a lot in common. Of course we're going to approve this. Under Ohio's own criminal code, an adult's involvement with a person between 13 and 15 is a felony classified as unlawful conduct with a minor. The age of consent is 16. So whatever allegedly happened to Tessie Wright before that wedding, whatever resulted in a 14-year-old being pregnant by a 48-year-old, could have been prosecuted, but the marriage itself, perfectly legal. One section of the state's code said it was a crime. Another section said, sign here. Did you put some extra cans of those empty baked beans on the back of your Pinto as you're driving away with the just married? You misspelled it. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Oh, you can't spell just married. Oh, you can't spell at all. Oh. Oh, you don't drive either. Oh. Oh, well, Well, here you go. Congratulations. Two sections of the same state's code pulling in opposite directions. Guess which one won? Tessie Wright was 14 and pregnant December 2nd of 2002. She stood in Gallia County Courthouse with her parents, Donald and Brenda Wright, two geniuses, who, of course, consented to the marriage. Judge William S. Medley consented, and Tessie married Richard E. Siders, a 48-year-old man, a cousin of Gary Siders Sr., according to Tessie's own statement to the New York Times. The age gap between them was 34 years. The law did not require anyone to question it. I know. It's like we think we're so advanced and like, oh, we don't do things like that in this country. Yes, we do. We just like to pretend it doesn't happen. Then when it gets brought to our attention, we la, don't talk about it. I want to click on another story so I don't have to absorb this insanity. Well, sorry. Absorb away. The Dayton Daily News investigated Ohio's child marriage records in 2017. They found 4,443 girls aged 17 or younger married in Ohio between 2000 and 2015. 59 were 15 or younger. Three were 14. Tessie Wright was one of those three. Most people assume child marriage is something that happens in other countries. No, Ohio. These are Ohio courthouse records. Filed in county clerk's offices, stamped with official seals, stored in state databases that anyone with an open records request can pull. She wasn't alone, not even inside the same family. A year later, in 2003, in the same county, Gallia County, a 15-year-old girl named Virginia Siders married a man named Joshua Saunders. According to state records obtained by the Columbus Dispatch, same courthouse system, same legal framework, same family orbit, same cluster of rural towns in Appalachian, Ohio, where everybody knows everybody and nobody asks anything. Two teenage brides, 1 year apart, one county, one extended family network. And then in 2008, it happened a third time. Elizabeth Russell was 15 years old and 7 months pregnant when she married Gary Siders Jr. in Mason County, West Virginia. They were living on the same street in Gallupus, Ohio, two houses apart, according to marriage records obtained by WOWK. She had an eighth grade education. She had a he had a ninth grade education, so he was he was 18. They were both from Gallia County, but crossed the state line into West Virginia to get married at the Mason County Courthouse, a jurisdiction that at the time had no minimum age for marriage at all. None. A 15-year-old could legally marry with parental consent. So could a 6-year-old. And the law did not require the court to investigate the relationship. The age gap or whether the minor was making a free choice. It's just, well, if it's love, it's love. Who are we to say? You know, we're not the law or any. Oh, wait. Oh, we are the law. Oh, we have no law for this. We have no age. Elizabeth's parents, Brian Ray Russell and Lori Ann Raines, two parents who failed their child to incredible degrees, consented. Then Circuit Court Judge David Nibbert approved the license. Nobody investigated. Nobody separated Elizabeth from Gary to ask her a single question. The paperwork, we'll just sign that. Here you go. Enjoy your license. Have fun. You going to Chuck E. Cheese for the honeymoon? Yeah, sounds good. All right. Ball pits. I heard pretty exciting. Look out for the throw up and the pee. 2 months later, Elizabeth gave birth to the first of what would become 18 children over 17 years. That first child, the one she was carrying when she walked into that courthouse at 15, grew up inside the household that followed. According to investigators, that 18-year-old allegedly could not spell her own name when officers found her in Vinton County. Three girls, 14, 15, 15, two counts in Appalachian, Ohio. One just across the West Virginia border. One extended family, 6 years. Not once did a prosecutor get involved. Not once did Children's Protective Services intervene. In every single case, parents consented, judges approved, and the paperwork went through. All three marriages were legal. All three were binding. Nobody broke a single law. And that's the whole point. The law was the problem, and all three girls disappeared into a family system that is now the subject of a 64-count criminal case. Wonder how that happened. Gee, I wonder. The Dayton Daily News numbers are devastating on their own, but the Columbus Dispatch went deeper. State health data cited by the Dispatch shows that between 2000 and 2024, 15 children younger than 15 were married in Ohio, including two 10-year-old girls in 2017. 10 years old in Ohio. Not in a country the State Department issues warnings about. The State Department warns you not to travel to Ohio where you can marry a 10-year-old. Ohio State University law professor Catherine Federi, an expert in juvenile law, explained the mechanism to the Dayton Daily News. Ohio's marriage statute was designed to discourage abortion and encourage marriage. It assumed that if a minor was pregnant, the answer was to marry her to the man responsible, even if that man's relationship with her was in itself a crime under a different section of the state's same code. Commit the crime? Want to get out of jail free? Just marry her. So basically it states you can essay a child, but if you marry the child, it's all good in Ohio, basically. Ah! Kubrick's and Dunn. Only in America. Marrying 10-year-olds in Ohio. Original lyrics. That even in the mid-90s, they thought too much for radio. The law created a laundering machine. Commit what might be a criminal act. Get the girl's parents to sign. Get a judge to sign it. And the potential crime becomes a marriage. Federer said every adult who came before a juvenile court seeking to marry a pregnant minor could theoretically have been charged under the same criminal statute that the marriage statute was quietly overriding. But the marriage statute won every time. Nobody was ever charged. Nobody was ever investigated. So go take a look at marriage license in Ohio of anyone who's marrying a minor. And I'll show you a list of what should be registered S offenders. Judge Bendley, the retired Gallia County judge who approved Tessie's marriage to a 48-year-old, admitted this much. He said that what allegedly preceded the wedding should have triggered an investigation. He acknowledged that neither prosecutors nor Children's Protective Services were ever brought in. Montgomery County Juvenile Court Judge Anthony Capizzi went further. He said law enforcement should have been alerted. He asked the question, the entire system was built to avoid whether that happened to that girl before the wedding was itself a prosecutable crime. I would venture to say, yeah. Nobody answered it, though. The law didn't require anyone to. Ohio eventually changed the statute. In 2019, the legislature raised the minimum marriage age to 18, with an exception for 17-year-olds who obtained juvenile court approval. Complete a 14-day waiting period, and the age gap is 4 years or less. Former Governor John Kasich signed it into law. That fix came 17 years after Tessie Wright married a 48-year-old in Gallia County, 11 years after Elizabeth married Gary Jr. across the state line in West Virginia. And the fix still has a hole in it. Senate Bill 341 was introduced in 2026 to eliminate the remaining loophole for 17-year-olds. It hasn't been passed. Unchained at Last, a nonprofit that works to end child marriage, found that more than 5,000 teenagers were married in Ohio between 2000 and 2024. Roughly 90% were minor girls married to adult men. 9 out of 10. Girls and grown men with a judge's stamp on the license. Their research shows that minors in these marriages cannot easily sign legal contracts, file independent legal actions, or access domestic violence shelters. In Ohio, a minor cannot file for divorce on her own. She needs a legal guardian to start the process. The system made it easy to get in. Getting out required resources and legal standing that a 15-year-old with an eighth grade education did not have. So basically, you kind of become a slave. You can't get out of that agreement that others have put you into. You basically become a slave to the person that married you. In Ohio, Virginia Siders, the 15-year-old who married Joshua Saunders in Gallia County in 2003, according to information reviewed by Los Angeles Magazine from social media posts. Virginia Slider is the daughter of Christina Lynn Siders and is a sister of Gary Siders Jr. Christina Siders is one of the four defendants charged with 16 counts of child endangerment in the Vinton County case. Gary Siders Jr. is another. So look at what Christina Siders knew and when she knew it. In 2003, she was present for, or at minimum aware of, her own daughter getting married at 15 in Gallia County. 5 years later, her son Gary Jr. brought home another 15-year-old bride, Elizabeth, pregnant, eighth grade education, from two doors down on the same street. Christina and Gary Sr. were the adults in the household Elizabeth married into. They were the foundation of the home she entered at 15. Christina Siders saw this pattern play out with her own daughter. And according to prosecutors, she then allegedly presided alongside Gary Sr. over a household where the consequences unfolded behind closed doors for 18 years. 16 children in a 12-by-12 room, some allegedly described as unable to communicate, none enrolled in any school district, no medical records, no government paper trail of any kind for any of the children. The Vinton County Sheriff said he observed conditions where the children were allegedly close to falling through the floor. He said livestock had been kept in better conditions. And according to prosecutors, the grandparents didn't stumble into this. They allegedly helped build the structure that made it all possible. And that structure didn't start in Vinton County. It didn't start with that room. It started with marriage licenses, with teenage girls, with a pattern that repeated across the family, across the counties, and across the years, while the legal system looked the other direction every single time. I'd say gather all these adults into a 12-by-12 room, lock the door, and set it on fire. If you make it out, there's another room we're going to lock you in and set on fire as well. You think you get out that easy? No, we have another room of flames to put you in. Why? Because the earth doesn't need you. The air should go to others. The oxygen is not yours to take. But your ashes might fertilize the ground a little, maybe. It's probably not even good for that. I mean, I'm going to guess you're toxic all the way through. West Virginia family law attorney Amanda Alexander told ABC6 that a judge could have stopped Elizabeth's marriage in 2008, even though the law didn't require it. She said she would have wanted more scrutiny before approving any marriage involving a minor. She'd have appointed a guardian ad litem, an independent advocate whose only job is to represent the minor's interests. She would have separated the 15-year-old from the 18-year-old and from both sets of parents, put her in her room alone and asked her whether this was what she wanted, whether she had other options, whether she understood what she was agreeing to. Nobody separated anybody. Nobody asked anything. Not in 2002 with Tessie, not in 2003 with Virginia, not in 2008 with Elizabeth. Three girls, three marriage license, three sets of parents who said yes. Three judges who signed. Not a single adult in the process stopped to question it. Not a parent, not a judge, not a prosecutor, not a caseworker. Nobody asked whether what was happening to these girls was something the state should be protecting them from instead of stamping with approval. The 16 children found in Hamden are where this road ends. But the road didn't start in Vinton County. It started in courthouses and Gallia County, in Mason County, West Virginia. It started with paperwork, with parents who consented and judges who approved the legal system that made it possible for a 14-year-old girl to marry a 48-year-old man without a single official asking a single question about how she got pregnant. The Sider family allegedly built that room. They allegedly created the conditions. They allegedly kept those children hidden while moving from county to county across rural Ohio for nearly two decades. Those are the charges, and those are the facts prosecutors will need to prove in court. But the room didn't appear from nowhere. It was built on a foundation of marriage licenses that the state itself issued. It was built on legal framework that treated pregnant children as a problem to solve with a wedding ring instead of an investigation. Tessie Wright was 14. Virginia Siders was 15. Elizabeth Russell was 15. They were girls, and every adult who could have intervened, every parent, every judge, every clerk who processed the paperwork decided that the appropriate response to a pregnant child was to hand her to a man and call it a marriage. A retired judge was asked about it years later. He said he vaguely remembered. Those 16 children are what vaguely remembering looks like in Ohio. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. We will continue our conversation there and continue to cover this story for you as it continues to develop. I'll gladly light the match that sets the room on fire with these fuckers in it. I will gladly. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.